Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and we have with us this morning Pat. Oh, my goodness. And I apologize for being, what's the term? Complete, not melancholy, but just completely giddy. I don't know why today of all days. My body is very weak, and not weak, I guess I just said, should say I used muscles this week. Pat, you probably never poured concrete or asphalt, have you?
No, I never did.
Never did. I thought concrete was the absolute worst thing as a kid, being, I really wasn't a choice, but Dad, with my two brothers and I, he made us do things like pour concrete. I mean, lots of it. And, because I guess it was cheaper for, you know, free slave labor of kids. But I got to push the Meekend products further than I ever have before as far as the restoration, recovery, and rejuvenation. And I'll tell you, as my brother and I were discussing it last night, you know, muscles that I have never used before. 2 days of pouring asphalt. Concrete's bad. Asphalt is like the worst because it starts setting up and gets cool, and then you're out of luck. It's very, very hard. It's like shoveling molasses in New England in January. So if you can picture that, it just doesn't want to work with you. Anyways, that's the beauty of these products. And I know you in your background, and we're going to talk about this. Pat Kelly is a registered nurse for 39 years?
Well, I've only practiced nursing for 9 years. I've been an occupational therapist for 41.
Okay, there we go. I got the numbers skewed. Okay, so if I'm doing the math right, that's a
50 years of healthcare, yeah.
5 decades. Holy
Which
smokes.
Means I could be older than 39.
You think? Oh, my goodness. Well, Pat, and that kind of pedigree, if we could use that term, shifting that. Well, take us back, because it's been a few years for you with Meekend. How did that come about? I mean, because you're trained in Western medicine.
Oh, yeah. I was working in a nursing home. And while I enjoyed the patient work, the charting was not wonderful. And so when my coworkers said, Pat, would you like to earn money without charting? I said, sign me up. So it took us a while to get that done, but anyway, I joined Meekend in 1996 at a time when the way to move forward was to buy stuff, and then I didn't feel comfortable asking anybody else to do that because I didn't think it was right, but anyway, I did it, and so that's why I stayed at the same rank for 1,000 years.
And when you say that, just to clarify, because there's people on the line that are going, what is she talking about? What do you mean buy stuff? Well, it's sort of like opening up a restaurant and or buying a franchise or just a regular, you know, business. Let's say it's a printing company. And this was the way that not only Meekend, but a lot of companies did it, that, you know, to buy your way to the top sales position, you know, or one of the sales positions. And then you go to the annual event. I mean, there are so many franchises that exist today that I meet people, and they do it for a while, and then they realize, wait a second, I don't have any customers. This is not a legit business. So you probably bought several thousand dollars worth to get yourself to a position, and then when you get to that position, you get a percentage back. But the problem is if you don't have any continued sales, and as you said, and I love the fact of you're so brutally honest that you couldn't expect or ask anybody else to do that. So you have no business. You basically, as Ben Woodward so beautifully says, you know, if you open up a restaurant and you have nobody coming in to dine in your restaurant other than your family, that's a kitchen. It's not
that's
a restaurant.
Right. That's right. So anyway, yeah. However, now what I've discovered is that I meet people. I found out that it seems like God puts people in your way for a reason. So I just listen to folks, and then when they tell me this and that, I ask them if they're open to alternatives, and sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. So I did once give a presentation to a group of elders, and one lady said she had trouble with balance, so I put the max steps on the floor, and she had to hold my arm to step onto them, but once she was on them, she could lift up one foot. And I said, well, look at that. So,
did you yourself, again, I don't want to go backwards and forwards and into the middle and everything, but just to kind of paint a picture here for people, because some folks, they always say, well, if I had a nursing background, then I could do it. But it doesn't sound that difficult or complicated, what you just described, with helping somebody step onto a pair of insoles.
No, I didn't use my background so much. I just talked to people. But you know what? I have this big inner urgency to make a difference. And so then when I see it, sometimes when I see there's a possibility, I said, are you open? And then sometimes people say yes and sometimes no. So I did give a spa day one time, and I had about, these were mostly nuns. I gave them a magnetic rollout and then talked to them a little bit about the products. And one nun had been dealing with that difficulty where it shoots down your leg and your back hurts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, people have said this works. If you'd like to try it for a week, you could and see, does it make a difference to you? So she took the mag steps in the back wrap and found that it was making a difference. So she bought them, and several weeks later, she said she didn't have any of that ache anymore. Now, she had been going to the chiropractor 4 times a month and was in, you know, quite a bit of discomfort. So I was happy with that. And I think she was happy, too. The thing that, you know, I was noticing that when people take longer, they usually don't have use of the waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
Or they haven't had a history of exercise and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering because you said nuns. It was a group of nuns, correct?
Yeah, that was. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure I heard you correctly. All the nuns that I've met, I shouldn't say all, but quite a few of the clergy, people in that profession, I
mm-hmm.
found that they understand the concept. And even Roger Drummer, who is not a priest, he's not a member of the clergy,
mm-hmm.
he was Nikan's foreknown nutritionist for years and
mm-hmm.
still is a leader in that field. But even he referred to the physical body as a temple. You
right.
know, we have to take
mm-hmm.
care of, much like we'd maintain a house. And if you drive by a house or down into a community, and usually everybody kind of mirrors what's all going around in that community, and so you could see an affluent, upscale neighborhood, and then you go across town or, you know, several miles away, or maybe it's not next door, but anyways, you'll see another group of, you know, homes that you can almost pick out the fact that a good portion of those are rentals. They're not owner-occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between those homes and the affluent homes is we are owner-occupied in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that perspective that I see when people understand it. Biblically, you know, the Bible talks about righteousness or right living or making right decisions. And we only get one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do take care of it, then it'll function properly. And when you talk about water, when you mention that, I met a few people in my time. Our eldest daughter is one who drinks so much water. You're just going, how on earth do you not have to, you know, go to the restroom constantly? But she doesn't. She absorbs it. She assimilates it. And the kid, we'll hear from her in a couple weeks, by the way, everybody. She's studying at American University, courtesy of the Nikan or the Tom Watanabe scholarship. She's playing rugby. Pat, do you know anything about rugby?
Not at all.
Not at all. It's
mm-hmm.
basically football without any pads.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And she said, Daddy, I love this. I really don't know what I'm doing. But she said several things. But she said on one of the plays, one of the players has to, you know, basically put their head in somebody else's butt, and then they got to go for the ball. And she said, I'm of the smallest size, and I don't get to be that person. So that's a bonus. But it's very physical. And she said, I noticed after the first practice, my neck hurt. And I said, well, kiddo, that's part of the game. But more water. She said, I know. And the next day, there was no residual ache or, you know, anything like that. Why? It's the water. So why would you bring that up and talk about the water, you know, as far as you notice that, especially amongst the elderly in your profession, why is water so crucial?
Well, the brain is 93% water from what I've read, and the rest of the body about 87%. So elder people seem to get dehydrated more quickly, and that changes everything for them.
We do this in the fire profession, or the first responder profession. Do you do the skin test where you, on the back of the hand?
I haven't much.
You haven't much? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's an easy, simple way, and people say, what the heck's a skin test, man? You can do it. Just take and pinch the skin on the back of your hand.
Oh, that thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But you know what? With the water, Paul Calloway did this at a meeting. I was his test, his victim, so to speak. He had me put strength tested me without the water, and then he put my fingers in the water, just dipped them in and out, and strength tested again. I couldn't believe it. I was blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. And Pat, just so people understand, you're talking, put the Neken Pymag water right out of the waterfall or a sports bottle into a cup, or you can squirt it out of the sports bottle onto your hand.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Al and Sandra Thornton are the infamous couple of spritzing it in a little spritzer bottle. But if you don't have
mm-hmm.
that, but, you know, if you're in your home, you just walk over and just, it's okay, it's only water. It's easy to clean
mm-hmm.
up. But muscle test somebody, variety of ways to do that. We won't go into it. And then you can just type in muscle test or energy test on YouTube, and you'll see dozens, hundreds probably, of different ways to muscle test people. But put that water on there, and it absorbs immediately into the body. But the quickest way when somebody says, well, I'm not hydrated, do a skin test real quick. And again, I
mm-hmm.
like the fact that you address that a lot of elderly folks, they don't drink enough water because it gets inconvenient.
Well, no, what goes in goes out. That's the
right.
trouble.
And then
it's hard to move, and then they don't want
right.
to do it.
And then frequent urination and that,
mm-hmm.
those issues. What I've discovered, and I've heard many, many people say this, is that if they drink, you know, water before they go to bed, or they never will drink water because they don't want to get up and go several times a night
uh-huh.
and they don't want to have an accident. But people say exactly the opposite about the Neken water. They can drink a whole glass full before they go to bed and they'll sleep, you know, 6-8 hours, no problem whatsoever.
Well, I have found also that for folks who do have to get up a few times during the night, if they put a magnet on their lower abdomen, they don't
mm-hmm.
have to.
Mm-hmm.
Not as often anyway.
So there's two ways. During the day, now in the morning when your body is doing a heavy flush detox, it's different. The urine will smell, right? And the urine will be discolored, like yellowish or darkish brown, and the darker it gets, the worse off you are. But a way to, you know, test the skin, that's simple. Just pinch the back of the hand. Just grab a chunk of the skin and pull it up. And if it doesn't immediately, like elastic, anyways, it just go right back down. And it's a good way to test for other people and show them how to do it. Pat, you called me almost giddy a few days ago with a gentleman that you introduced to Neken, and I believe you said he, and we're not making a medical claim and saying just because this happened with this gentleman, it's going to happen with everybody who was ever diagnosed. But
this is a wonderful fellow who was dealing with a drug-induced tremor. He had been misdiagnosed, and so they gave him a medication that was, a psychotropic.
Okay.
At any rate, because of that, he said he had this tremor, and he had a significant tremor on both sides and also in his legs, but worse in both arms. And he had wanted to be able to sign his name without it going all over the page. And so I said, well, I don't know if this will work, but you could try it. Now, this man didn't have the waterfall, but he was his diet was no sugar, no flour, so he was pretty clean as far as tox goes.
Okay, and when you say clean, I want to introduce the word acidic versus alkaline.
Yeah.
Because that when you say no sugar, no flour,
right.
those convert to acid in the body just as soon as we, almost the second we put them in our mouth. the body doesn't know how to process that thing, those items. And so if you're living a, you know, a lifestyle and you're not consuming them, the body will function faster. So go ahead.
Yeah. So given that, when I said, I don't know if it'll work for you, but I had it in the car, so I put in the magnetic sport necklace and the sport bracelets on him and the magnetic insoles, because he also had a balance issue. I first strength tested him without those, and then I did it with them, and he saw that, gee, that makes a difference. So, anyway, we put those on, and within 3 minutes, is why I called you so giddy, he was able to hold both arms out straight without moving. I said, really? And the two of us were blessed be God. Isn't this wonderful? And so, anyway, so he bought them on. I said, why don't you try them? He says, no, I'm buying them right now. I said, okay. Anyway, so he did that, and then I came back the next week wondering, did this hold or did it not? Well, I would say that he did have, from the time I first saw him, it wasn't perfect like it was those first 3 minutes, but it was 80%, at least maybe 85% better than when I first started.
Wow.
And he has real strong stress in his life, so it could be that, you know, all of that makes a difference as well.
Okay. That's a big factor when you look at the five pillars of health and the Nikan core philosophy. You know, Pat, when you share that, I'm reminded of something that Phil Offerly, who wrote the little booklet, The Importance of, I think it's called The Importance of Barley and Water and Salt, or maybe I'm misquoting it, but that little 11-page booklet summed up is exactly what you just said, that his body, even though he was eating clean, not a lot of toxins going in, the balance was skewed. Phil, his whole discovery was that, and this is very much the nutshell version, that people that don't have a reaction in 3 minutes like that,
mm-hmm.
that over time, maybe they've opened their life to an enormous amount of stress or negativity, and they just, maybe they're from Missouri, the show me state, and they don't believe it, even if it is occurring in their body, so they can't feel it. But what Phil stressed the importance of in this booklet that he wrote is simply that if we don't have the water going in, and the minerals, especially if we're drinking water that's distilled or it's reverse osmosis, you know, bottled water, the more expensive reverse osmosis waters, your Fiji, the list goes on and on. There's so many. They're so acidic, and they're stripped of everything. They say it's got different things added, but I've found there's nothing in them that supports life. And I'm going to do a little teaser. If you're listening to the recorded version of this, next Saturday we're going to talk about this, and you don't want to wait because you can jump on magnetic leaders. Anyways, I don't want to get sidetracked on it. But what you find, especially, and it's interesting that what you're finding working with the elderly as an occupational therapist and, you know, background in nursing, water makes such a crucial thing. And it's absolutely imperative. But to see that kind of response in 3 minutes from a pair of insoles, magnetic bracelet, and a magnetic necklace, that kind of blew you away too, right?
It did. And actually, I wouldn't have thought of it except for the interview with Peggy Goodman. And
right.
So when I talked to her, I thought, well, crumb, if that could work, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wow. I have one more story. I have an elder lady who's 97. She's one of the people at our church. And she's been very active most of her life, but in the last 6 months, she's gone down a lot and found out that she had an irregular heart. And so I said, well, so she's on hospice now. She had all whiteness around her face and so on. I thought, oh my dear. Well, anyway, I said, look, I don't know if this will make a difference, but it gives energy. So would you be willing to try it? So she was wearing the magnetic insoles in her shoes for balance. And then I said, put this, you know, so I hung the power chip around her neck. Well, guess what? She's a lot better. She is calling the hospice people that she wants to get rid of the oxygen now. She doesn't need that anymore. And I took away the commode from her bedside because she could walk to the bathroom. And I said, well, how about that? Isn't that swell? I don't know if this did it, but boy, whatever might have helped. Wonderful.
All you did was, and we could go all the way back a couple thousand years here to Cleopatra, okay, who wore a lodestone, is how the history books describe it, on her forehead.
Ah.
Now, what you're talking about is wearing a magnetic piece hanging around her neck, correct?
Mm-hmm. Power
okay.
chip, yeah. So
Power
it
chip.
Landed right above, you know, right over her heart, pretty much.
Yeah, so on the sternum, basically, right
yeah.
in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's centered on the body. There's a term for it, and I can't remember. I remember Roger Drummer teaching about this at one point. But to have that extra magnetic energy right there in the center of the body, the heart, you know, it's not... Just so much of our body functions on that. That's why I've had so many people ask, well, why do you wear the necklace?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. I just do. And if I don't, I can tell. I mean, it's like, what, a $40 piece of jewelry, and I still have the original power band. I think I've upgraded a few times because I've sold it right off my body to people who are worse off than I was. And then I immediately go find one or go order. Well, actually, I go to my parents' house and I steal one and say, look, I'm going to... And I add it to my next order. So we're constantly... You know, but I now have gotten to the point where I have some on hand. Pat, I want to ask this question as a final question. Because you said at the very beginning that, and I'm trying to remember your exact words, that there's something in you that compels you to continue sharing people with others. Maybe it's not the business or the idea or the dream of, you know, making $1 million next year or something like that, because that's nothing.
I had wanted to do that, but I haven't found that present. And so I content myself with just making a difference.
And, you know, that right there is probably one of the highest callings that we can ever have. And we don't have to take a vow of poverty, because Nikan has taken over the last couple of years.
You can get there without any struggle.
You can get there easily. You don't have to take the vow, right? But one of the neat things is that Nikan promises us, the way the whole structure is set up, that if we make the choice to be, you know, in the business, to get the products for ourselves at a discount, we can actually immediately... make a profit by introducing it to other people. And it's not that we're selling them, we're just simply, as you said, sharing. And, you know, do you feel like you're selling it to people when you introduce, like, because I think of this gentleman or this 97-year young woman.
Well, do you know, in my earlier days when I tried to sell things, I was completely unsuccessful. So what I do now is only say, you know, I don't know if you're open to the new thing about energy stuff, but if you'd like to take a look at it, I could show you if it would make a difference. You want to try? So I don't try to sell anymore.
And
people
if they,
usually are turned off, or at least in my experience.
Yeah, no, I got you. Because you can read people really quick when you try it. You're attempting to upsell them, or
mm-hmm.
you know, we get so excited. I've seen people not even, they've avoided going to see a movie that I was so excited about for weeks after I saw it. So much so I went back and saw it again. And they look at me like, you know, it didn't do anything for me. I didn't understand your perspective, and I just didn't see it. And you know, it could have been a bad day for them, but we're talking about people's lives here. We're not talking about a movie. And it really does make a huge difference. Pat, any words of wisdom besides, you know, your lifestyle and some of these simple things that you've shared, that keeps you motivated to keep sharing, to keep asking those questions? Would you like to give it a try?
Well, I tell you what, I have tried to quit Nikan numbers of times. And then something happens, somebody gets a result or whatever, and then I think, I don't know, it's an inside pull that says, now look, it's not a big trouble, just do this much. Forget
yeah.
about the team building, and maybe that's not for you, but just do this much. So I said, okay. So,
I think Marty Jeffrey said, do this day's work, right? Just
yeah,
just do a little
yeah.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
so I do what's in front of me. I don't make phone calls across the country. I just do what's in front of me and content myself with that much. So.
And I think that's kind of being, you know, a righteous person, if you will. It's acts of right living, or doing the right thing over and over, just because it's the right thing to do. You know, and why not? So Pat Kelly has been our guest this morning, and if you know somebody that thinks this might, these stories might encourage them, or, oh my goodness, well, how did that work so quickly? Well, just give it a shot. I don't think that you don't have a degree in advanced magnetic application, correct?
I don't know. No, as a matter of fact, I really don't. I have is a strong curiosity and a feeling of vigor when I think, what the hell, it could work. Wouldn't that be something?
And why not? And I think most people in most occupations, it's simply a trial and error. You know, I watch mechanics. I watch, well, let's give this a shot. See what this works.
Well, you know, when doctors order medicine, they hope that it works, and it's the same sort of thing. What can we lose? Except with medicines, what I've seen is there's a whole lot of side effects. So when I talk to people, I say, look, this you can try, and there are no side effects. Isn't that exciting? So what have you got to lose?
That's exactly the approach we should have. So SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and I always want to throw this out there because there's folks like, okay, wait a second. There's over a decade years with recordings and great stories like what Pat just shared. But I want to encourage you, more than just go to that website, I want to encourage folks to simply take Pat's advice, not her advice, but take, you know, her example and say, you know, maybe there's some people out there. I remember that person from church, or I saw that person at the grocery store the other day, and I thought maybe I should say something, maybe I shouldn't. What have you got to lose? And what have they got to lose? There are.
What if you didn't speak up? What if I didn't talk to that nun and say, you want to try this? And she would still have that awful difficulty.
Mm-hmm. And
what if my hospice person didn't have the thing around her neck?
Yeah.
She might die at 97 instead of 98 or 9.
Yeah. And I have a friend less than a year ago, that same results with the Kinko's seat. He's really short, or shorter than I am, so I consider that really short, at 5'6". Anybody who's shorter than 5'6 is a male. That's really short. He's like 5'2", maybe 5'3". World War II fighter pilot, and travels to Czechoslovakia every year, or excuse me, the Czech Republic now, and to be honored by the people, one of the villages that he saved. And they invite him every year to come over because they pay tribute and honor him as an individual. But when I sat down with him several months ago, it was phenomenal what happened in a short amount of time. And he called us the next morning, my dear friend Larry, and said, you're not going to believe what happened. He said, I want to share this with some people. Can you guys do a meeting? We said, well, what happened? Well, he slept on the Kinko seat overnight. And the first time in 3 years, he didn't have shortness of breath.
Wow.
And he woke up, and he, like, same thing with your friend. He was able to walk to the bathroom unassisted.
Uh-huh.
And imagine that. In 90, he was just shy of 96. Mm-hmm. So these are what they call centurions, correct? People that are approaching the century mark.
Centenarians, yeah.
Yes, you got the pronunciation correct. So anyways, Pat, you and I could go on and on and on sharing all these stories, but the fun thing is, there's so many more stories out there that we need to create. So with that in mind, we need to, you know, tie a bow on this conversation and say, let's get out there and have some fun and do it. And this is not the type of, you know, conversation that yields a Q&A. I think it yields an act of active response in getting out there and just, who are the people that we know that we can come share this with? And I don't necessarily, like you said, you don't call people, but it might be a good idea to make a list, because our minds don't always remember everybody. Fortunately, Nikan has an app for that as well. They have a solution for that. I love what I'm seeing online, and if people haven't seen it, you need to go to your website, log in with your consultant ID number. I don't know if it's on the customer pages yet, but there's a little short 30-second commercial about active living, you know, living an active lifestyle, and how, you know, diets don't work, and it doesn't say that. But it's a great commercial. I just watched it this morning. I thought, oh, look at there. You know, and it really, really does a phenomenal job. And what we don't understand, or we often forget, is an active lifestyle, when it comes to food intake, taking care of the temple, it requires actually putting the right things in. And Meekin gives us that in the Vital Balance. So, anyhow, I could go on and on. Pat, thank you for sharing your life, your stories, and continuing to be an example for so many others.
You're welcome.
I never
thought of myself as any big example, but anyway, thanks for the compliment.
And I know you're so humble when you say that, because I've watched you over the years, and I've done so many calls with you, and it's just been wonderful to see the progress and the maturity. I aspire to have that type of growth like what you have. And again, it has nothing to do with the financial end of things. This has to do with the mental and the physical. And because, Pat, if I do the numbers correctly, you're a bit older than I am at 49.
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be able to continue doing what you're doing and actively sharing and impacting other people's lives. Because we don't know how many other people, just from hearing the stories this morning, how many other people's lives are going to be impacted as a result. So, again, thank you so much. Be blessed
this
weekend. And I'm going to say goodbye for now, and then we're going to switch gears and do a couple more things. So, thank you again.
Thanks very much.
So much, Pat Kelly.